This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, April 19th. I'm Nick Dever, here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $24.8 billion. That's how much in sales Johnson & Johnson made in the first quarter in 2023, up 5.6% from the same quarter last year, and beating Wall Street's $23.6 billion estimate. The company reported its first quarter earnings yesterday. That's good news for J&J's investors, who have been worried about negative developments for the company coming out of litigation claiming that talc in the company's baby powder products caused cancer. After trying and failing to move the litigation into bankruptcy court, an $8.9 billion settlement agreement with some of the plaintiffs was announced. Looking ahead, J&J's CFO Joe Wolk told Barron's yesterday that the company is about to take its first step in the long-awaited separation of the company's consumer health division. That part of the company, which sells Tylenol and Band-Aid products among other major brands, will be spun off as a new company called Kenvue. The separation will start with an initial public offering, which Wolk said, quote, you could expect to see in the near term. The next number up is 16. That's how many all-electric vehicles now qualify for a U.S. purchase tax credit, down from 24 models at the beginning of the year. The Internal Revenue Service issued an update on what electric vehicles qualify for what tax credits on Monday. Plug-in hybrid models qualify for the credit too, but only 4 of them, down from the 10 that qualified for some EV tax credit before the update. New tax credits that cover fewer EVs than the credits that were in place in 2022 may seem counterintuitive considering the Biden administration wants to increase EV sales, but these updates actually mean that more of the EV market is qualified. In 2022, Tesla, which accounted for roughly 65% of U.S. EV sales that year, didn't qualify for any credits. That's changed this year. EVs need to be assembled in North America to qualify, but the amount of money available for buyers depends on where the batteries and the materials needed to make them come from. Batteries and battery materials coming from a, quote, entity of concern, unquote, such as China, will lose the credit starting in 2025. Our last number is 15%. That's the rise in profit that Bank of America saw in its first quarter, along with a 13% rise in revenue and 25% increase in net interest income. Bank earnings have been watched closely this quarter after the collapses of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank last month, but Bank of America, JP Morgan, Citi, and Wells Fargo have all posted better-than-expected earnings this quarter. The collapse of SVB and Signature drove customers to the larger banks in the final weeks of the first quarter, as savers looked for security in big names. Deposit levels at Bank of America are now 34% higher than they were in the fourth quarter of 2019. Despite reaping benefits from the recent upheaval, large banks still have to confront a weakening economy. Other banks that have already posted results have seen year-over-year increases in net charge-offs or debts that have been written off. They've started bolstering their reserves to prepare for an anticipated surge in defaults as customers become strained by financial conditions. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, April 19th. I'm Nick Dever, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.